The use of the gender-neutral pronoun they has been gaining steam in recent years, and especially the last few days. Merriam-Webster added to its definition, including non-binary persons, and pop star Sam Smith announced on Instagram that, quote, "I've decided I am changing my pronouns to they, them." Smith talked about identifying as non-binary with actress Jamila Jamil on her YouTube show I Weigh back in March.
Non-binary genderqueer is that you do not identify in a gender. You are just you. You are a mixture of all different things. You're your own special creation. That's how I take it. It's not, I'm not male or female. I think I float somewhere in between.
We wanted to take a look at what effect adopting this language can have. A group of researchers studied this in Sweden recently and found some interesting results. One of them joins us now. Efren Perez is a professor of political science and psychology at the University of California, Los Angeles. He's also director of its Race, Ethnicity, Politics, and Society Lab. Efren, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So as I mentioned, you embarked on this study of Sweden, which adopted a gender-neutral pronoun, hen, in 2015. And what were some of your key findings with them using that gender-neutral pronoun over the last few years?
Yeah, so the main takeaway from the study is that in comparison to using a male pronoun, Swedes who are asked to use a genderless pronoun, hen, end up having a less male-centered focus on their mind, right? So it chips away at that inclination to think of objects as male. And so that reduction in male-centeredness, if you will, leads individuals to report more liberal attitudes about women in the workplace, as well as more favorable attitudes and feelings toward LGBT communities.
Now, you held several case studies, experiments, if you will, to kind of put this to the test. Can you tell us a little bit about a few of them?
Yeah, so we asked people on a random basis to tell us what names come to mind when you hear the pronoun he, her, or they in Swedish. Mm-hmm. And then we gave them 15 seconds or less to provide those names. And what we found is that essentially it makes no difference whether you gave them more time or less time. When you ask them to use the gender-neutral pronoun, they are less likely to provide male names. And so what that is evidence for is that this is a very automated effect. Think of it as indicating that people are actually quite fluent with this pronoun. They don't have to think too hard about using it, and certainly they don't have to think too hard about what comes to mind when they actually use it.
You mentioned that it's a reduction in male-centeredness. Are we seeing that it's then neutral? I mean, when we talk about neutral language, is the focus more on female, or you truly are seeing through your studies that they're not thinking in any direction, male or female?
Yeah, so essentially the reduction in this male-centeredness is attended by an increase in male and female categories, right, or non-binary categories. Mm. And so what you're really seeing is that the gender-neutral pronoun in Sweden is a more expansive view of individuals. It just chips away at the bias that people might have toward males, right, that they're socialized into or whatnot.
You know, this feels new, but there is a history in the English language of using they as a gender-neutral pronoun dating all the way back to medieval times. And so I'm just thinking, what did you learn about Sweden's approach and making a gender-neutral pronoun actually stick in other parts of the world?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, the big thing is people always wonder is how much is this Sweden and how much can you replicate this outside of Sweden? I think the lessons really are outside of the experiments themselves. What happened in Sweden is you had language authorities make this an official part of the Swedish language, right? It was not only the introduction of the word, but that the word was going to be a grammatically correct word that people could use in their everyday lives. This is another way of saying that experts set the agenda on what was or was not correct Swedish language. Mm-hmm. So that sort of chips away at the novelty or the quirkiness of using a new gender-neutral pronoun that perhaps didn't exist before. But, you know, this was all in 2012. You fast forward about 5 to 7 years, And it's no longer quirky. It's no longer weird. It's actually a built-in grammatical feature that Swedes can use as part of their everyday language. And so if the question is, do we want, you know, we want to see some of this in other nations like the United States, a lot of it rests on how experts, linguistic and otherwise, set the agenda, right? Or to what extent they want to make this a norm that people follow.
Efren Perez is a professor of political science and psychology at UCLA and one of the authors of a study looking at how language influences mass opinion toward gender and LGBT equality. Efren, thank you so much for sharing your research.
Sure, thank you.